The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may this new year bring with it happiness, peace and tranquility to our community, to the Shias around the world, to the Muslim Ummah and the humanity at large, inshallah. I would like to talk about this concept of renewal or reviving our own, you know, focus about life. We see this even in the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. You see the seasons, you know, starting with the spring, summer, fall, and then winter. And this cycle goes on every year. And we see in that process also this concept of constant renewal, especially when it comes to the earth. You know, it goes through these phases. In winter, the earth dies in a way. And in spring, basically the earth comes back to life. This is where we see the grass, the trees, the flowers and the plants, everything, you know, coming back to life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually used this concept in Quran where He says, in many different ways. One ayat, for example, He says, فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. That Allah is the one who sent down rain from the clouds, and with the rain, He revived the earth after it had died, referring to the winter and the spring time. And this is where we see that this, you know, revival is a constant theme in the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And therefore, you know, when we look at our own lives as human beings, we are part of the nature. And we also always, you know, constantly try in our own ways to basically plan our life according to the days and the weeks and the months and the years as far as we can think of. And even our rituals actually teach us the lesson of how to organize ourselves. You know, the day starts with the salat, the prayers, ends with the prayers. In between, we have time for two other prayers. So basically, these prayers are actually telling us that a Muslim schedule, you know, many people have all these different schedules. Sometimes the calendar comes with the holidays already into it. A Muslim schedule already comes with those timings. Fajr, Maghrib and Isha at the end, and Zuhr and Asr in between. Whatever else is there in your day, you schedule it around it. If we start looking at it from that way, then the focus of our daily planning would be different from what it is now. This is where, you know, Salat then becomes the focal point for us. Even the timings of the Salat, even the ayat that we have in the Mihrab is actually talking about it. You know, that pray from the declining of the sun, this is Zuhr and Asr, until the darkness of the night, Ghasaq al-Layl, which is Maghrib and Isha, and then it talks about Quran al-Fajr, recitation of the Fajr. And so Salat itself is a way of showing us that in your daily schedule already there are some items which have been pre-planned for you. Everything else, you schedule around it. And this is where, you know, looking at it in a more broader way, on an annual basis, for example, people have this habit and interest, and there is nothing wrong about it, to look for different points in the calendar which they can, you know, fix as points of renewal for themselves from different perspective. If you look at the Islamic calendar, Rajab is actually the beginning of the spiritual season. You know, and that gradually increases in Sha'ban and reaches to the peak during the month of Ramadan. If you look at the Mafatihul Jinan, for example, which has all the A'mal, you will see in the section of the A'mal, it doesn't start from Muharram. Why does it start from Rajab? Because from the, you know, spiritual point of view, Rajab, Sha'ban, and Ramadan are the 3 months of spiritual development. Not that others are not important, but these are the more important ones. Then you look at the, you know, from the common calendars. September is the beginning of the, you know, educational renewal for us. The schools start, the universities start. That is the beginning of the education year. When we look at Muharram, for example, for the Shia community, this is actually a renewal of our commitment to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam by, you know, going through these rituals of the Aza of Sayyid al-Shuhada salawatullah alayhi majma'in. And so what we see in the common calendar is January being the beginning of the year, and people have this tradition of making resolutions. There's nothing wrong about it. These are all these different examples I've been giving you to show that you can do that. You can say, okay, this is my common calendar's new year, and I have, you know, certain resolutions for myself. And this is where I'll just give you one example, that there's nothing wrong in using January as a point for that. You know, for us, Muharram is the days of Aza. We don't think it in that way. That is more a renewal of our commitment to the Ahlul Bayt. And so if you look at even the Sharia, for example, you're allowed to use your common calendar for some of the religious activities also. When you go through the process of, you know, Khums, and you come to the end of the Khums year, it's interesting that the Sharia allows you, it doesn't have to be Ramadan or Shawwal or Sha'ban or Muharram. You can actually pick your own, you know, common calendar, end of December or beginning of January or wherever is your, you know, fiscal year. And, you know, just a point, don't hold me responsible for it. If you go with the common calendar, you get 10 days extra in your calculation there. If you go with the Islamic calendar, it's 10 days shorter. And so in 3 years, you actually save one more month there. But Shara'an, there is no problem in doing that. And so this is where we see that, you know, you can have a religious calendar for your religious activities, and then you can have the common calendar for your other activities. And so, of course, you can make resolutions today. Just be wise in what you are doing. Just do according to your ability. You know, people have a long, long list, and then nothing is done at the end. You know, whether it has to do with your spiritual life, your health, your family life, your business, or whatever it is. You know, keep the list shorter, be realistic, and then, you know, stick to what you have planned at that time.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.